Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Monday, August 17th, 2015. Israeli soldiers kill a Palestinian man at a military checkpoint in northern West Bank and demolish homes near Jerusalem. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers on Monday shot dead a Palestinian at Za'atara military checkpoint to the south of Nablus, according to the Red Cross. According to media reports, troops shot 26-year-old Mohammed Basim al-Atrash for allegedly attempting to stab an Israeli soldier. Israeli forces reportedly denied medical teams access to him, leaving him to bleed to death, the Red Cross reported. Al-Atrash is from the Jenin town of Kfar Ra'i. He is the second Palestinian to be killed by Israeli troops in the same area. Late on Saturday, Israeli forces shot and killed 16-year-old Rafiq Attaj at Huwara's main street to the south of Nablus for also allegedly attempting to stab an Israeli soldier. Palestinian human rights groups say that 5 Palestinians were killed since the start of August. 3 of them were killed at checkpoints of the Israeli military. According to the Middle East Monitor, at least 23 Palestinians have been killed and another 2,156 detained by the Israeli military since January 1, 2015. Also on Monday, a Palestinian man was injured when soldiers attacked him in Beit Jala town in southern West Bank. Walid Ashatla sustained light wounds when soldiers attacked him as he tried to stop army bulldozers from destroying his land. Army bulldozers started on Monday morning to destroy residence lands to the north of the town to make way for the Israeli wall. In related news, Israeli bulldozers on Monday morning demolished structures belonging to more than 20 families of Al-Jahalim Bedouin community in eastern Jerusalem, locals said. Israeli border police reportedly escorted the bulldozers into the Khan al-Ahmar area of eastern Jerusalem, where they carried out the demolitions. Khan al-Ahmar lies in the E1 corridor, a large tract of land between East Jerusalem and the illegal Israeli settlement of Ma'ale Adumim that Israel has earmarked for annexation. Israeli settlement construction in E1 will divide the West Bank into two and make the creation of a contiguous Palestinian state as envisioned by the international-backed two-state solution to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict virtually impossible. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, August 17th, 2015 News Roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.